Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out, man. I'm going to do a segment or a show per se about something that is very, very disturbing. Indeed, that's right. But before we do that, we're going to jump into a real quick recap of the last episode. The last episode was done on Clubhouse and the Wisdom app. I still got to work on editing that. Audio not so good, huh? Not so good coming from those two apps. But anyway, I know what I got to do, and it's gonna take a long time. So, versus doing that, I'm gonna change up the format. I'm gonna go ahead and do a podcast here, an edited podcast. Then I'm gonna go to Wisdom and Clubhouse and probably every other episode until I get the audio right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm so glad you guys pulled up. You know what I mean? Yo, check this out. But before we jump into the show, here's the new intro for Digital Flowers.
Comes back to you and me.
Welcome to Digital Flowers with your host, Red Sable, your host, DJ Lala, your host, the Guru Warrior. Yeah, just a little something we was working on there. But anyway, it was a great time, man. Great show, great energy, and a great vibe. That's right. So shout out to Blunted Teddy, all the way from Canada, chiming in. Had a great time. Red Sable and DJ Lala. Guru was taking care of some business, but I'm sure she's gonna be back. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the crew, man. Digital Flowers, season two. Yeah. So you know, we're still doing our thing over there on the live stream element of podcasting, broadcasting, live streaming. There's such a difference, man. People don't know, so whatever, podcasting. Now, check this out, man. I found out something very, very, very disturbing. You know what I'm saying? But before I get into that, I want to talk about domain names. I think it's like 75 years, 74 years, then the domain and the copyrights or whatever are up for grabs. Now, with that being said, a Disney character, that's right, a Disney character, is now gonna make a horror movie. That's right. A beloved Disney character. I'm not, you know, whatever. Yeah, when it comes to Disney, I stay in Florida. There's a lot of stuff going on. But yo, believe it or not, they're gonna make Winnie the Pooh into a horror movie.
Oh my.
Oh my. And the name of the movie is Honey and Blood. Wow, that's very, very disturbing. Now, I believe it's Blood and Honey, not Honey and Blood. Tomato, tomato, vice versa, whatever. Anyway, it's simply disturbing. Now, check this out. Winnie the Pooh apparently has grown up, looks like he's on steroids. And also his partner in crime. That's right. He has a partner in crime. Once again, that's right. His homie, Piglet. Piglet is most definitely with Winnie the Pooh. Now, it states that they go on a murderous, bloody rampage. Winnie the Pooh and Piglet. Now, what? What is wrong with this person, man? And believe it or not, it's probably going to be a bestseller. You know what I'm saying? It's probably gonna be a bestseller. I mean, if you like that type of movie, you know, if you like slasher movies and things of that nature, that's your business. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole culture out there for it, and maybe this is your thing. But Winnie the Pooh? Winnie the Pooh and Piglet. Oh, yeah, by the way, Eeyore's also in it. Let's just say. Nah, I'm not going to give you. I'm not going to do that. Nah. Yeah, I am. I'm going to do it because I don't like this type of movie. So if you plan on seeing the movie and you don't want a spoiler, only thing you got to do before you leave is make sure that you hit that Cash App. That's right. At $RICK1T. That's $RICK1T. Now, check this out. That's right, the spoiler doesn't end so well for Eeyore. Oh my, check it out. Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore end up. I'm sorry. See how disturbing it is? I can't even get it out. Winnie the Pooh and Piglet end up eating Eeyore. Oh my. I mean, don't you think that's disturbing?
Oh my.
I do. I think that's simply disturbing, demonic, sick, man. Now, I saw Piglet. Like I said, I didn't look at the whole trailer. I didn't look at the trailer. I scrolled past it. I just read, you know, the information or whatever. And Piglet was in a car. So apparently this is not a cartoon. This is going to be like a real graphic, modern day 2022 type of Photoshop, Hollywood green screen type of thing. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure the bloody gory scenes will be up to par if that's your type of thing. But anyway, I'm saying that to say this. Would you go and see Honey and Blood or Blood and Honey or whatever it is? And by the way, Winnie the Pooh, make sure you run me my money, man. You Piglet all of them. Yeah, run me my money. There's some free advertisement over here. What you think this is? Run me my money, man. Now, with that being said, have we been locked down in a pandemic for so long? Have we been out of work for so long? Have people, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just speaking in general, not saying that you're out of work or anything like that. Have you had to work from home? Are you that desperate to see something of this nature? I mean, what is it that makes someone click like that? Here you have Winnie the Pooh, you know what I'm saying? I think Winnie the Pooh came out in, what, 1942, if I'm not mistaken, in the 1940s. So I'm pretty sure everyone living is familiar with Winnie the Pooh, you know what I'm saying? That's right, especially if he's a Disney character. He is a Disney character, correct? If I'm not mistaken, well, Disney's in California, Florida, Japan, a couple other countries, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So I'm pretty sure that the majority of the people on this planet are familiar with Winnie the Pooh. Now, was that a sick, dark, demonic twist? Or was it a modern-day marketing scheme to make someone wealthy off of years of someone else's work? That's how I look at it. I mean, everybody does it. You do it yourself.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Go look at the 8th podcast you did. You stole it. But I'm just joking, man. Relax. But this is what I'm thinking, though. Is it a modern-day marketing scheme? Like I said, I'm not going to see it, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to go see it just out of curiosity. Like, yo, wait a minute, Winnie the Pooh. I don't even like slasher movies, but let me go check this out. Winnie the Pooh? Nah, man. Just to see how Winnie the Pooh has evolved in someone else's mind is crazy enough. You know, I'm pretty sure he never even thought about Winnie the Pooh again until you either saw the trailer or heard this. You know, Winnie the Pooh, whatever. That's something for the kids to look at or whatever. Unless you had to go buy a Winnie the Pooh Piglet or something for a birthday party or something like that. You know what I mean? Excuse me, but other than that, I don't think too many people were worried about that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what are your thoughts on that? And do you think that this is going to be a trend? You know what I'm saying? I noticed that they're remaking a lot of movies as well. You know what I mean? They're making like the old movies, trying to remake them. Now, do you think it's going to be a big influx of remaking old cartoons once their domain comes for sale? I also find that interesting because Mickey Mouse is such a pimp that you would never, ever, 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 ever get his domain. Why? I keep telling y'all, man, Mickey Mouse is not a mouse. He's a 5'1" rat. Yes, 5'1" is short, but not for a rat. Come on.
Cyber One Productions. All diesel, no brakes.
Yeah. That's just my thoughts on that. And with that being said, how many other possibilities does this open up for changing everyone from what, 60 on down childhood? Just erase your childhood and make it make it worse than it was. Not saying it was bad, not saying it was good, but I'm pretty sure, you know, that's crazy, man. This is really literally sitting here blowing my mind, man. Okay, you bought the domain from Winnie the Pooh. You know what I'm saying? The work is already there. The work has already been done. Only thing you had to do, this is just how I would have done it, you know. Okay, Winnie the Pooh grows up. You know what I'm saying? Throw him a suit and tie on. Bam, bam. Get him a smartphone. Yeah, Galaxy, no Android. Come on, I'm trying to make great content here. And calm down. Don't get your panties in the bunch, y'all. You iPhone people.
What do you say about my iPhone?
Relax. That's your problem. But anyway, I'll be mad too if somebody bit out my Apple before I got it.
Oh, this one's been bitten. Yes, let me buy this. Fuck out of here.
But anyway, calm down. Relax. Now, with that being said, I would have had him, like, you know, in a three-piece suit. You know what I'm saying? I would have had him like a live streamer. You know what I'm saying? I have Winnie the Pooh live streaming. You know what I'm saying? I show him investing on different type of stocks. You know what I'm saying? I show his numbers going up. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? He goes snatch Piglet up. And then they go jump in his convertible. You know what I'm saying? They're probably in Dubai somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They reside in, Florida. They reside in Florida, you know what I'm saying? So Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, you know what I mean? They jump into their private jet. They go to Dubai. You know what I mean? They go and they go buy a Lambo because they're cheap over there and they got the money, you know what I'm saying? And they start bridging off and building their brand, you know what I'm saying? Building their brand. Hold up, man. I'm saying too much. But anyway, that's how I would have did it, you know what I'm saying? But to each his own. See, that brand has already been built. If you would have made it a modern-day movie like that, I guarantee you would have been rolling in it. You know what I'm saying? Because once again, oh, Winnie the Pooh. I remember Winnie the Pooh. You know, as an adult, you're like, yo, Winnie got a Lambo? Let me find out Winnie the Pooh got. Is that Piglet? Oh, man, that Piglet and Winnie. And they in Dubai in a Lambo. You know what, man? I'm going to see this movie, man. It looks very, very interesting to me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. You know what I mean? That's just something I would do. So, I'm gonna keep track of this. I'ma keep track of this to see how well it does. Then again, it might do very well. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying you got the money anyway. You got the money to buy Winnie the Pooh domain. I guess you really don't need numbers then, do you? Yeah. Interesting. But anyway, that's just a little something I was thinking of. You know what I mean? Winnie the Pooh as a slasher movie. Would you go see Honey and Blood, Blood and Honey, however you say it. I don't know. You're not sponsoring me, so I can say it how I want to say it. But however, if you want to sponsor me, Winnie the Pooh, just run me my money. That's right. You can run it to me on $RICK on Cash App. That's $RICK1T. Man, you guys hear this dude? Him and his damn stereo, man. Anyway, okay, he's gone. I'm not doing it over. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was a very special guest appearance by one of the neighborhood kids who just got a new system in his 1964 Impala, and he's been bumping it for the last 2 weeks. And you know what? I'm not mad at you, homie. Keep doing your thing. Nice car, nice system. Now, let me see how I can borrow that. Oh, hold on. We'll be back right after these messages.
Yeah. And with that being said, without no you, there would be no me, which equals we. 1,000 blessings on your endeavors. Hope you enjoyed the show. A little quick 15 minutes, hey, man. You find me on the Wisdom app, streaming daily. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's where you can find me at. I think I'll be doing the podcast once or twice a week, probably on Saturdays and Fridays. Not Saturdays and Fridays, Fridays and Mondays. But anyway, I am up out of this bitch.